Here's Dr. Gene Gatz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
In Matthew's gospel, he recorded a very intimate scene. Jesus was in the home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus, a place he often loved to go and just relax. Mary approached Jesus with an alabaster jar, a very expensive fragrant oil. She poured it on Jesus' head as he was reclining at a table. Well, then something happened. Matthew records that all of the disciples were indignant. They asked him, "Why this waste?" And they went on to say that it could have been sold for a great deal of money. However, when John recorded this event, he gives us a bigger perspective. Notice who instigated this criticism.
Then one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was about to betray him, said, "Why wasn't this fragrant oil sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" He didn't say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He was in charge of the money bag and would steal part of what was put in it.
Sadly, all of the disciples joined in this criticism. They were clearly impacted by Judas' tirade against Mary, which reflects how easy it is to be influenced negatively by carnal people who may not even be true Christ followers. Rather than commending Mary for her unselfish act of love and her wisdom in discerning what lay ahead for Jesus, they actually attacked her, reflecting their immaturity and their ignorance regarding Christ's ultimate mission. So what's the lesson for all of us? We must never allow critical and carnal people to impact our thinking in negative ways. If it happened to the apostles, it can certainly happen to us. We must be on guard.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Gatz. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.